On the show today, we have First Tech Federal Credit Union's Nicole Frisch talking about the credit union's 2017 Community Engagement Report. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have First Tech Federal Credit Union's very own Nicole Frisch. How are you, Nicole?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks for asking, I appreciate that. Hey, you are the Community Engagement Director over there at First Tech, and you guys are always doing some really cool stuff. You guys are one of the more progressive credit unions in the industry, so thank you for that, and there's a whole bunch more out there as well, but you guys are definitely there at the top doing all the cool stuff that you're doing technology-wise, but we're also talking about kind of community engagement as well. I mean, you guys have the big golf tournament that you guys do every summer, the Dave and Dan tournament, I think?
We actually have a new name for it. It is the Credit Unions for Kids Northwest Classic.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Very cool. I'm glad we brought that up then.
Yeah.
A nice little teaser for later in the summer.
Absolutely.
Hey, but also you guys are doing some, you guys had some phenomenal efforts, outreach to the community in 2017, and you have this thing called your annual community engagement report, and you guys sent that to me and went, oh my gosh, this is incredible stuff, we got to share the word, what's going on? So give us a quick overview of what you guys did in 2017 to kind of share what you guys did.
Yeah, so we do have our community engagement report as well.
There it is.
Definitely told about it. We did a lot last year in the community, and it really speaks to who we are at First Tech and our amazing employees and our amazing members. So starting with our employees, last year our employees volunteered 31,000 hours in the community, which is a huge number. 91% of our employees volunteered, and that just, like, it speaks to the heart of who we are, which is truly amazing. We also distributed more than $3.1 million to support the community.
Wow, nice.
Which is a lot and really makes a difference in the communities where we call home.
Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, the one stat that I didn't have written down was the 91% of your staff volunteers. I mean, that's a I'm writing that one down. I have to remember that to put that in the show notes. But that's a phenomenal amount. How do you guys get that many? How do you guys get that engagement? That's a high number.
It is a really high number. You know, one of the things is it really does, it's who we are, and it really is driven by our employees. We did do a lot to help support them last year, so we organized more than 170 volunteer events throughout the year across our footprint, which is a lot. We also really empower our employees to go out and volunteer on their own time.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, you know, teaching a robotics group with your kids in your own child's school. It could be volunteering at a soup kitchen or a food bank that's in your neighborhood or community. So we really give our employees a lot of flexibility. They have 16 paid hours of volunteer time. We also have employee volunteer grants where we really incentivize and reward people for hitting volunteer milestones throughout the year. But really, employees do it on their own. We doubled the number of volunteer events we did last year, and they still want more. So this year, we're upping it again. We hope to, of course, always increase the hours that we're giving to the community. But it was a phenomenal year for our employees and giving back last year.
That's an amazing story. Let's talk about your STEM education to underserved area. Can you tell us more about that? What is it and how does it work?
Yeah. So when you think about who our members are, right, they work for tech companies. They're the innovators in our community. They're designing new products. They're dreaming big. And we really want to be able to help more people do that. So when we think about giving back to our community, we really think about who needs that access to STEM education. And STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math, but it's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's collaboration, it's design, it's iteration, it's innovation. And so helping every child have access to that is something that's really huge for us. So we gave almost $1 million in STEM last year, over $1 million total in our educational portfolio, really targeting underserved communities. So communities of color, low-income communities, girls in technology. And that also really aligns with a lot of what our technology companies are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And gives us another touch point with what we know our members really care about.
Yeah, because you guys are right there in the heart of it all as technology-wise. So it behooves you to kind of cater to that area. So how does this fuel the medical research and innovations care? Because in the notes here it said you're underwriting new programs to address the most urgent needs of children and families. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. So we have three main priorities when it comes to our giving. So the first one is education. Our second one is research. And that's really where our Credit Unions for Kids funding comes in. So through the Northwest Classic and our campaign that we do with our members and our employees, last year we raised just shy of $1.3 million for all of our children's hospital partners. And a lot of that is really directed towards research. How can we serve children and families in better ways? Are there different technologies that we can use? Are there innovative practices, innovative treatments that are out there? We are so lucky. Our Children's Miracle Network partners really are the leaders in that.
Yeah.
And so we did some really cool stuff last year, including that we have been working with Dornbecker Children's Hospital to endow a position that's around pediatric innovation, which is going to be something that lives for generations to come. And we're really proud of that.
And your name is written all over it, right?
Well, first check is on that.
Yeah.
We also really give credit to our credit union partners.
Oh, cool.
Our business partners that come with us. One of the things that's really different about the Northwest Classic and what we do is that any credit union that supports the Northwest Classic, we give them direct credit for that donation to our hospital partners. And they can actually also choose the hospital partner that they'd like to direct.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's something that we've done for years with our event, and we're continuing that with this year's event. And we're really excited about that. We know that our credit union partners really value being able to say, hey, we want it to go to this hospital that's in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all part of the spirit of the event.
Ah, beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. So what are your goals with all this? Oh, my goodness. Now my phone's ringing. It's pandemonium here in the studio in our studios today. So anyway, hey, what are your goals in this continued outreach to your community? Because you guys really step it up and you do it right, especially with the golf tournament and all the other events that you guys do throughout the year. So, and you know, what are your goals? And then kind of second part of the question is, why is it so important to you guys?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you ask me, well, I'm always going to say do more, right? So more volunteer hours, more dollars into the community, that's always something that we care about. First Tech is very growth-oriented, right? And so growing what we do in the community is really critical to who we are. I think when it comes to what we want to do and how we want to do that, one of the things I'm really excited about is how we can involve our members in this. You know, we know that our members really care about STEM. We know they care about research. We know they care about their communities. That's part of why our members are with a credit union, right? And I think that applies to all of us. So for us, it's thinking about how can we share this story more with our members,
mm-hmm.
but also how can we bring them into it? How can we do volunteer events where they can come and join
us? Mm-hmm.
Engage them in different ways. We do a member scholarship program every year, which is a wonderful program. We're really excited about that. But what are the other ways that we can really bring our members in and help them participate in this? When it comes to what we do in the community, it's member dollars, right? So really helping them feel that love and connection to the community,
yep.
is really key to what we do.
And that kind of brings them closer to your credit union. I mean, it really kind of, it's kind of a personal thing, actually, and it really bonds them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think we all have seen the data, right? People want companies to be doing great things in the community. And all of us in the credit union space are really lucky because that's naturally who we are.
Mm-hmm.
People helping people. That part is baked into what we do in credit unions. So for us, we know that this is the right time for us to share the message with our members, but just to bring them into it and help drive more of that connection.
Yep. Totally agree with you. Hey, to wrap up here, because I know you probably have a busy day on your schedule today. Yeah, so. But what advice do you have for other credit unions looking to do some similar stuff in their neck of the woods? Because this, I mean, you guys are kind of setting a nice bar here for others to kind of do the same thing. So this is really cool stuff. So anything that you can provide would be awesome.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to giving back to the community, I think it's sometimes people see, like, our community engagement report and think, oh my gosh, that takes so many resources, you need to have a team, employees. You really don't. You can start small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really thinking about what do your employees care about? What do your members care about? And how can you share that care? How can you show that love to them in the community? You don't need to have millions of dollars and thousands of employees to start giving back. You can do it today.
Yep.
So I think that's the first thing. And the second thing is, if you don't know where to start, I'm really happy to talk to anyone. Help start a community program. We do it all the time. You know, there's lots of different ways that you can just get started in the community. And finding that roadmap that's right for your organization is really key. So I'm always happy to have that conversation and kind of nerd out about community. And then I think the final thing is share your story. If you're doing wonderful things in the community, make sure your employees know about it, but also make sure your members know about it. That's that's really important because what you're doing, it is member dollars. It is really important. Mm-hmm. But it also really does help, to your point, drive that connection with our members yep. to who we are as credit unions as well as to your specific credit union.
Yeah, indeed. I can't tell you how many times I hear that message, especially in the last 2 or 3 years. It's like, share your story. You guys do some incredible things. Share your story, not only, like you said, with your employees, your members, even the media. Gosh, you know, get it out there. Get that word out there. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Anything else, Nicole, to wrap up here? This is great stuff as always.
Well, like I said, Community Engagement Report is on our website. Check it out. And then also, if you or anyone has questions about this year's Northwest Classic, we are, of course, trying to raise even more money for credit unions for kids this year.
Okay.
More than $1.3 million, and we have a special sponsorship just for credit unions.
Oh.
We really want to get more credit unions involved.
Okay.
Jim Nuffield is going to join us.
Wow.
If anyone has questions about that, feel free to follow up with us. We're really excited about a way that we can bring more credit unions together to give back as our credit union community.
Okay, and what are the dates on that one, on the tournament?
This year it is July 9th out of Pumpkin Ridge. It is going to be a really exciting event. It benefits 6 children's hospitals. But like I said, if a credit union has a specific children's hospital outside of those 6 that they want to direct their donation to, we can absolutely do that as part of the event.
Fantastic. That's a great teaser for later this summer, so make your plans now. Alrighty, Nicole, thank you so much for your time as always. You guys are doing some great work there, so keep up the good work, and we look forward to checking back in down the road and see what else you guys are up to.
I'm excited about it. Thank you.
Me too. All right, thanks.